Leaders.
Doping in sport. A cloud of suspicion. As athletes arrive in Tokyo for the Olympics, doping is still common. The system needs reform.
8 years ago, Lance Armstrong, the winner of an unprecedented 7 Tour de France, admitted to using performance-enhancing drugs. His confession bookended the heroic age of doping in cycling. Between the 1990s and the mid-2000s, drug use was widespread and blatant. Doping is harder to get away with now than in Mr. Armstrong's day, but cycling's reputation has never fully recovered. Fans watching this year's tour, due to finish in Paris on July 18th, discuss drugs as much as they discuss tactics or which riders are on form. Fairly or not, suspicion dogs every race. It is not just cycling. Doping is common in many sports. The Tokyo Olympics start on July 23rd. They will take place without Russia, banned last year for falsifying data in the aftermath of the exposure, in 2015, of an enormous state-sponsored doping program. The pandemic will force athletes to compete in empty stadiums. Lockdowns, for their part, have disrupted the regimen of regular drug tests to which they are subject. Reduced scrutiny will benefit cheats from all countries. If estimates from former officials are to be believed, more than 1,000 of the 11,000 athletes at the Games might be chemically enhanced. The earliest Olympic doping tests were in 1968. The apparent intractability of the problem leads some liberals to throw up their hands and suggest removing the restrictions entirely. Humans are a technological species after all. Physics is already allowed to boost performance. Think of lighter bikes or springy shoes. So why not let chemistry rip too? However, many doping drugs have grave side effects. Athletes dosed with steroids by the East German authorities during the Cold War suffered problems including severe liver damage and stunted growth. Women, for whom the drugs were most effective, underwent the irreversible development of male characteristics, such as deep voices and body hair. A free-for-all would hand victory to those most prepared to take reckless quantities of dope. Adult athletes would not be the only ones to suffer. Sports careers begin in childhood, under the dominant eye of ambitious coaches, with much to gain and nothing to lose. Better, then, to try to improve policing. Stamping out drugs completely is no more plausible than stamping out burglary. But anti-doping efforts have made a difference. Drug takers in all sports have to be subtler and more careful than they once were. Three things would improve the system further. The first is a change of emphasis. The science of anti-doping has become sophisticated. Tests can detect drugs at levels of just one part per trillion. But intelligence work can be just as useful. Whistleblowers, suspicious behaviour, and tip-offs from pharmaceutical companies have all helped uncover doping scandals in the past. Such efforts should be enhanced. That will require more money. The second change. The World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, is funded by governments and sports bodies. Its annual budget is $40 million, less than some top athletes earn. The national agencies that implement WADA's rules have even less to get by with. Sponsors and sports federations are rich enough to bump that up considerably. The third and biggest task is to bring in new faces. Sports governance can be a chumocracy at best, outright corrupt at worst. Catching too many dopers risks tarnishing the product that sports federations and commercial sponsors sell. That creates strong incentives not to spit in the soup. Control of anti-doping agencies should be handed to outsiders, such as lawyers or former policemen. The agencies themselves should be as independent as possible, as with the new Athletics Integrity Unit, which polices anti-doping independently of World Athletics, the sport's governing body. Change is coming in any case. A new extraterritorial anti-doping law tries to assert American criminal jurisdiction over any event at which American athletes or companies are present. How well it will work is unclear. Anti-doping relies on international cooperation, and other countries are unlikely to appreciate America throwing its weight around like a Greco-Roman wrestler, especially when its domestic sports, no strangers to doping, are exempt. But the idea might at least encourage reform. The alternative, for all sports, is the corrosive doubt under which cyclists in today's Tour are obliged to pedal.